Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This hour is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
Dan Wiederer, Bears beat reporter and enterprise writer for the Chicago Tribune.
You're going to be relying on a lot of young players, guys that have to materialize into who they thought they were.
The Bears are who we thought they were.
How many weeks in November and December did we say, just be normal?
Yeah.
Like, it's okay to lose a game because you were outplayed and you didn't do something crazy at the end. You know, just be normal. And it was not normal.
On-air contributor for 670 The Score.
We'll mention this mainly because Chicago Tribune writer Dan Wiederer said we would mention this nugget.
We'll go first to Dan Wiederer. Go ahead, Dan.
Dan Wiederer.
Get your track shoes on.
On 670 The Score.
We now go to the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. That is where we find our friend, former co-host on this very show earlier in the week, Dan Wiederer. Dan, thanks for joining us.
Happy to join you. I'm out here beside the back practice fields here at House Hall, and it's a beautiful spring morning for this.
Oh, that's fantastic. I could picture you out there with the other reporters all lining up on the sideline and the Bears sort of making their way out of the field, doing some stretches, getting in their position groups and going through the drills. I love all of that. But Dan, and you, as you know, Layla, Dan is also the co-host of the Take the North podcast, which he and I performed together. Yesterday, we even on the Take the North podcast, did discuss the Pope. We had to. We thought it was our duty to do that. Dan, what is the buzz out at Hallis Hall? Don't tell me there's not Pope buzz going on those sidelines as we speak to you right now.
Like, is it obligatory for us to ask Ben Johnson about his Pope take?
100%. If that doesn't get done, I will be so disappointed in my favorite beat.
Well, these are the days that I think we miss your presence out there to be able to do that gracefully and fit it in at the right moment.
I think
that's out there. Gertie, I was actually thinking as I was listening to you guys talk on the drive up here, like, do you think the Pope has listened to Take the North? Like, maybe after the Thanksgiving game last year, like, he's venting. He's like, you know, I got to go see what these guys are saying after that horrific loss at Ford Field.
Dan, that's the thing. We've all obsessed over whether or not he's a Cubs fan or a Sox fan. We're missing the lead here. What brings the Chicago together? Since this has been like the most Chicago 2 days ever, and nobody is asking. Nobody is digging deep. And I guess I'm complicit. We don't know if he's a Bears fan, and that's the answer that we need at this point.
Well, and yeah, you need to know whether he's a Bears fan. Then you need to know his listening habits, the hours of the day, what podcast he's got queued up. And I mean, man, like, there's a lot of ground to cover, and you hear me say that a lot. But this is, I think, the most meaningful ground that we will attack in the recent or in the next few months.
I'm glad to hear that things are abuzz for many reasons at Hallis Hall. One of the things that I noticed, Dan, was the fact that the Bears got a lot of their signings out of this rookie class out of the way early. They signed 5 players, including their first-round pick in Colston Loveland. You know, I remember last year when Caleb Williams didn't sign until July. I know it wasn't that big of a deal ultimately, but it's just another thing you can get out of the way and then focus on getting ready for the season.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a box check, and those things never really become a major issue until you get – into July, and then you're starting to get a little bit hairy there. And then when camp starts, you expect everyone to be there. So good job getting those guys locked up. And now it's all about developing them and then figuring out what you got in this draft class that can help you make strides forward in 2025.
And I see that the Bears have Austin Reed back out there once again, and Matthew Downing as well, another one of the quarterbacks out there.
Tryout player out of Elon, which is down there in Burlington, North Carolina, not far from where I worked once upon a time. So I'm very familiar with the Elon program and folks that have been around there. So Matthew Downing's going to sling it around a little bit this weekend.
That's fantastic. Yeah, 16 touchdowns to four picks, 2,490 yards for Elon. I did my Elon research.
Love it.
Matthew Downing is the name of the quarterback. Dan, what are you looking most forward to seeing or finding out, if there's anything that you will be able to find out today or throughout this weekend from any of the rookies or from Ben Johnson?
Well, right now I've got my eyes and ears on Eric Bieniemy giving the business to Deion Hankins, rookie running back out of Texas State. And I think when you talk about this coaching staff, you're trying to get a feel for how they coach at practice, right? And this is all new for us to observe how this staff kind of does things. This is new for Ben Johnson. He's never been a head coach before. So I'd imagine in these next 6 weeks, there's going to be some trial and error, some adjustments, trying to figure out how does he like to run practice? How does he like to oversee practice? That's worth keeping tabs on. Obviously, with Loveland out, you're going to shift your attention immediately to Luther Burden and figure out what he looks like moving around on an NFL field. You're going to look at Trapillo, I think, is also another fascinating one, because he's a guy that's got a lot to gain here in the next 6 weeks, right, to try to carve out a potential starting job for himself. And so today I think you'll get your eyes on what he looks like moving around, what the feet look like, where they're going to position him if they're in team drills at any point, and just getting the first glance at that.
I do think Eric Bieniemy will be a focal point, especially this rookie minicamp, given how much we've talked about that running back position. Kyle Monongai, obviously, one of the guys who ended up inking his deal already with the Bears. So how will he talk to these young players? You know, are you going to see the good cop, bad cop dynamic when it comes to Bieniemy really coaching and being aggressive in a way? Like, this is also, I think, one of the first times you get to see the balance of the coaching staff play out.
Yeah, and look, like, you want to feel out which guys have a presence on the practice field. And I think the reputations say that Eric Bieniemy will be one, Antoine Randall L. Harris will be a couple other guys that you notice out at practice. And again, like, this is, whole staff is kind of together for the first time, and so they got to go through this and feel out, you know, what works best. And as they go forward, there'll be a good opportunity to see that through.
I believe the quote from Eric Bieniemy said it in many different ways, Dan, when we got to sit down at the tables and meet some of the assistants and that nice little spread the Bears had for us that day. I believe he said it a couple different ways, but one of the ways was, I mean, look, hey, Eric Bieniemy, just summing up what he said, I'm cool, I'm good, but if you start to do things wrong, I'm going to be on your ass, right, Dan? Am I getting that right?
That was one, and then there was another variation of that later. I don't think we've ever really circled back on that, so maybe we got a project for Adam Sadzinski to update our podcast intro with some real good Bieniemy sound that will give people a tone-setting intro to the podcast.
You know what's funny, too, Dan and Mark, is that one of the big storylines last year in Hard Knocks was the coaching of the running backs. And that was a big piece of it, was – again, a group of running backs. You had to have an odd man out, unfortunately, and I remember, you know, how that also affected the show. But then that was one of the positions where I think you really did see, I don't know if it was aggressive, I don't know that it was bullying, but it was something where it was very active trying to motivate guys.
Yeah, Chad Morton was aggressive. That's a good adjective for, you know, you saw that very up close and personal with Ian Wheeler through some of those Hard Knocks things. Look, like, I think we're 2 weeks away from the OTAs here. We'll see what the participation looks like there. It's very different coaching a bunch of rookies this weekend, many of whom are just here on a tryout basis and trying to get noticed, and a bunch of veterans who have been paid and are used to doing things a certain way. And so that will be fluid and evolving as well as this coaching staff gets their arms around this entire team.
Yeah, and what... what do you think is realistic for left tackle this year? I mean, we obviously Isaiah Trapillo is out there, good old number 75, and he'll I assume that nothing is organized out there yet as to where maybe you have seen Trapillo out there. Do you think we're gonna see him at left tackle out there today in that practice?
I mean, I'd imagine he'd get some work there for sure. I mean, this is one of the biggest question marks you have on an offense that you did a lot this offseason to upgrade and address. And so, look, like Braxton Jones walked out of the spring a few years ago and won himself a starting job as a fifth-round draft pick and rookie. There is no reason a second-round guy taken in the top 60 of the draft doesn't have the same or higher expectations to be able to do that.
Yep.
And so, like, I'm looking at Trapillo as a week one starter until he shows me otherwise or until someone on the coaching staff gives me a reason otherwise. You know that Braxton Jones isn't going to be out on this practice field for several months yet. We don't know what he's going to look like when he returns from the ankle rehab. And then we don't really know a lot about Karan Amagaji. We didn't see him practice at all last summer. We saw him very sparingly in games. And so there's no reason that Ozzie Trapillo shouldn't walk out here over the next month and a half and really try to put his claws in a starting job.
So if you've got 3 days, you know, and you're Ozzie Trapillo and it's very much just trying to kind of get your bearings about you, what is a reasonable expectation for what he can learn or what he even absorbs over this time?
Yeah, I mean, the rookie camp for these draft picks is usually all about just being able to sit in a classroom, understand what those days' expectations are, what the playbook looks like, and just be able to show your coaches that you can transfer that to the practice field without a massive amount of feeling overwhelmed, right? And so I think that's it as much as anything. This is an orientation process. It's the NFL, so we tend to view every time that there's an event that's open to the media like it's some massive proving ground or spectacle. But this is really just like those couple days when you went to college and you had like orientation just to figure out where the dorms were and how you would get on the bus to go to your classes. That's a lot of what this weekend is. And it gives us an opportunity at the end of each practice to talk to people. And so today, Trapillo will be one of the four players that speaks, as well as head coach Ben Johnson. And I think you guys have both heard me say that like every time we get a chance to sit down with Ben Johnson, you feel like you learned something. And there's things to learn about how he's going to coach this football team.
All right. I know this was really requested, and perhaps it got lost in the shuffle of all the breaking worldwide news yesterday. But it was very popular earlier this week. Dan has released his mock schedule.
You're darn right he has.
And we went deep into it on yesterday's Take the North podcast, which was great to get Grody. I blew Grody's mind a couple of times. I think the most mind blown he was when I talked about November 9th and a visit from the Aaron Rodgers-led Pittsburgh Steelers. How about that, guys?
So this wasn't just a mock of a schedule. You're just giving quarterbacks to teams now.
That's what we're doing. That's what we're doing.
He went
Layla,
deep.
You try to stop me.
I won't.
And by the way, I did have the Bears losing to Aaron Rodgers because you can't pick against Aaron Rodgers. We did the whole thing.
You guys, not only did you mock the schedule, you've already decided that Aaron Rodgers is a part of this future scenario.
Dan did, for the record, because Dan put the work in. So I can't take credit for that. However,
you went along with it.
Oh, no, I did. I'm complicit. I just don't want to take credit for Dan's creativity. But we did it, you're right, on the podcast. And I picked win or loss for each and every game. So you'll just have to listen to the podcast if you want. I don't think I came up with as many wins as I thought I would, Dan.
It's a daunting schedule, Grody. Yeah. It really is. When you look at their opponents and then you also see their opponents on the road, you understand the steep climb that's ahead of this team. I've got them in my mock schedule opening the season in the NFL kickoff game against the Super Bowl champion Eagles, in case you want a very early measuring stick for this football team to see where they're at. I've talked about Ben Johnson versus Vic Fangio. Let's go, right?
Let's
lift that curtain and go. I do have the Bears playing on Thanksgiving, but at home, at night, at Soldier Field. I think we're all pumped for that one. If the NFL schedule makers would listen to me for once. And then, obviously a couple games against the Packers, as you know, and a trip to Vegas to play the Raiders. And I put that one, guys, on Monday night so that the Chicago fans that love to travel can travel early, do Vegas upright, and then just hang around for Monday night's kickoff.
You put it on Monday night, November 17th.
Let's go.
I think that's a big part of this, is that you decided to cleverly put the Vegas visit in a colder weather month.
And Ashton Gentry's going to run wild against the Bears, and they're going to regret not moving up and taking Ashton Gentry, Layla.
See, and that's what Grody does. He takes the game that I throw out there, and then he dunks it through the rim and tells you the result.
So now you guys have Aaron Rodgers on the Steelers in this mock schedule, and you've decided how many yards or carries or what the kind of performance is that Ashton Gentry is going to have.
24 carries, 162.
This is getting very prognostication like.
I guess I'm starting to give it away here a little bit, but I think I had, when we went through it, I did have Ben Johnson beating the Detroit Lions twice this year.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
How do you feel about Matt LaFleur?
I am so into this budding rivalry between LaFleur and Ben Johnson. Like, I feel like those comments that Ben Johnson made at his introductory press conference were just sort of like playful, but a little bit of edge to them. And I feel like they just struck a nerve with Matt LaFleur. And I love that they did for both guys, because I think it's like a little bit of a hornet's nest that's been kicked over. I've got that game, the first meeting between the Bears and Packers, coming in week two, because why are we going to wait any longer than we have to let that go?
Do you also, just really quickly, think that there's any chance, you know, Jadeveon Clowney news happened yesterday, Panthers reportedly releasing him. People are asking, but I don't think the likelihood is very high. What do you think about Jadeveon Clowney being a possible Bear?
Yeah, I don't think the likelihood's very high. I feel like that's been kind of on the radar the last several years. He's kind of been bouncing around here in the latter stages of his career. Something you're going to look at. You're going to see if the price tag comes to some place where you feel like it's worth talking about more seriously. But I think they're probably where they're at right now with that group, and going to try to squeeze the most out of what they've already got. And we all know that that's going to require some development of guys like Austin Booker, right, to take a big jump in year two and at least carve out a rotational role in that pass rush.
I just remember something, Dan. You and I, we had other plans on the podcast yesterday, but we got sidetracked by the Pope as well. I mean, the Pope has powers, man. But one of the things that we had meant to comment on, and I'll just ask you about the, speaking of the Steelers, the Aaron Rodgers-led Steelers.
In the scenario of the mock schedule, the Aaron Rodgers-led Steelers.
Good job by you to remind the audience that we're talking about a pretend schedule. I'm glad you did that. Go ahead, Dan.
I was going to say, don't also forget that I forgot to put this in the mock schedule, but I think the Pope comes to the Browns-Bears game at Soldier Field a couple days after Christmas, right? He gets the holiday stuff out of the way.
Okay.
Says, hey, guys, I need to get out of here for a couple days. I got to go see my football team play.
Christmas
and maybe
hangover.
maybe we get the Pope and Simone Biles somewhere down in the tunnel.
Oh my goodness! And the Pope brings out like a big bucket of holy water, and he's splashing everybody with it. He's got the things out.
Oh my
just kind of hosing everybody down, and everybody's.
Hey,
doing...
You guys asked for this. I'm just delivering.
No, I want to know. I want to know what you think about the Steelers trading George Pickens to the Cowboys.
Right. So my first instinct when that news broke a couple mornings ago was. Man, that's why you feel like Aaron Rodgers is maybe calling some shots already, despite not being signed by the Steelers. If they're making moves like that, DK Metcalf already in the building there. It's going to be fascinating. Like the sixth graders in the carpool the other day were talking about, they can't possibly go to the starting gate with Mason Rudolph as their quarterback, wow. Can they? And I was like, no way. There's no way they can. So sometimes you sound these things out in weird forums, but they gave me some enlightenment on where the Steelers needed to.
I mean, the sixth graders are right, though. This is
right.
And Mike Tomlin's like, nope, this is our quarterback, and he's super serious. So it's like, in this scenario, does Mike Tomlin get in an argument with the sixth graders? Like, what happens?
That's a good question.
Is this in the mock schedule?
It is not. There's sometimes I really have to bite my tongue in the carpool. They throw out some really cockamamie stuff about the NFL, and I'm like, I'll just let them have this conversation. And other times I got to interrupt. There was actually a Justin Fields debate the other day, and I was like, man, I got to sit this one out. I did this for too many years. I can't do this again with these kids.
Wait, do they want to call into the show? It's the summer soon.
We can get them on.
Dude,
sixth
graders are intimidating, man. Don't get sick, because they're like, that's like the height of meatballery. Because don't you remember being in sixth grade? Like, that's when, like, you're just so...
Yes, that's why I want to hear this.
Okay. All right.
I'm not a parent. I'm like the fun, ridiculous aunt. I'm like a Chicago party aunt.
Yeah.
I want to listen to these takes.
Well, I'm America's uncle, so you and I have something in common there, Lil.
See there?
Yeah. Dan, really quick, what were they debating?
We're your mischievous family.
What were they debating? Were they doing Caleb Williams v. Justin Fields? Do I want to know?
There was at least one in the car who believed that the Jets were primed for a really big year with Justin Fields as their starting quarterback.
Okay.
Oh, see a little optimism out of the sixth graders.
I hope so. Good for Justin Fields. I'm not seeing it either, but I hope Justin Fields goes out and throws for 4,000 yards.
I
texted them
on
some of my articles from 2023. Said, read this, and we'll revisit this tomorrow.
They'll read one paragraph, man. Short attention span.
Yeah,
these kids.
Put it on TikTok. Yeah. In the meantime, sixth grade Layla is cheering on on Major Burns, the safety out of LSU undrafted, yep, who signed with the Bears.
It's a guy I want to ask Dennis Allen about tomorrow when we talk to DA, because I'd imagine his eyes are there this weekend trying to figure out what that looks like. Is that a guy that can win a job coming out of the spring and summer?
And great name. Just great to have fun with on the station as well. So yeah. I think, you know, anytime you can have a guy named Major, a general might be in there somewhere. Love a good officer name.
Ask about the Pope, and if you can't do it, tell Carm to do it. Tell Mark Carman would probably do it. That seems like it would be in
Carm might be at the conference still.
No, he's out there. He was sitting in my seat out at Hallis Hall. I just got a picture from him. I don't know what the hell he's doing sitting in my seat, but okay.
Fight.
So Brad Biggs always talks about his favorite two military men when we're out at a boring practice in late May, probably a couple weeks from now, and he talks about Major Disinterest and General Malaise.
I'm into the General Malaise.
You're the best, Weezy. Thanks for coming on, man.
Dan Weir, right, we'll with a look from Hallis Hall and the Bears Rookie Minicamp. This segment was brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. We stay talking, I think, some football, probably, if there's any to be had. I want to check the line coming up with Sam Paniadovich of BetMGM. Sammy P. I also want to talk about maybe if people will cashed on the betting line for who is going to be the Pope. And some NBA playoffs. That's all next. We will get your wagertainment weekend going on The Score.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Let's go to the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today, and that is where we bring in our friend from the BetMGM Network. It is Sam Paniadovich, Sammy P, SP Shoot. On X. Sam, how are you?
What's up, my friends? I just almost got attacked by wild turkeys outside my house. How are we?
Wait, so that was a picture of your house that you actually posted on Twitter?
Yeah, so I have a mailbox on the corner. It's a 2-minute walk, and I had to drop something off. The cutoff is 1 o'clock here, and obviously we're an hour ahead, so it's 12:30. I spun out my door, pep in my step, and I look up, and there are 4 turkeys ready to devour me for years of Thanksgiving. You know what I'm saying? Like, they were going to turn the tables on me. And I wish there was ring camera footage of it. There's not. I wish there was.
Oh, that's hilarious. I just retweeted it. Not that anybody knows where at Grody Sports is anymore, because Mark Grody Sports is dead for some reason. But
at Grody Sports is how you tell people where you are.
Yeah,
you
I guess so.
It. You did the thing you needed to do.
I guess you're right, Layla. It's just a complaint, just a little editorial on Twitter. But Sammy, so where are you living, man? Are you on the south side of Chicago? Where do we have wild turkeys?
No, that's in Boston. It's 10 minutes north of Boston.
Oh, okay.
A town called Medford. By the way, sorry about the Twitter. So they got Spiegel and Grody?
Seriously? I mean, it was so weird. Like, within about a month, we thought it was some sort of, it might be some sort of score conspiracy. But yeah, man, like, it's been dormant now for a couple of years. I should probably circle back and see if at Mark Grody Sports is still alive or even in existence. But yeah, it was kind of devastating, but I'm starting to get over it, I guess, Sammy, you know?
Well, I apologize, and I know we're here to talk sports and sports betting, but I was on vacation 2 weeks ago, and I kid you not, I got an email from Twitter. And you know how it always asks, is this you? ? And the pin was in Samara, Russia. And I thought, oh no, like they were trying to hack me from Russia. I caught it, luckily.
Wow.
But I don't know what it is about Chicago sports people or former Chicago sports people. They keep losing their X accounts.
It's so weird.
It happened to my old one, Layla Rahimi, CSN, because that was Comcast Sportsnet, and that got taken by somebody in Russia. And then now it's dormant.
So sad. So sad. All right, Sam, even if that was a Boston picture, I know you are all about the south side of Chicago. So you've got to be thrilled about the Pope situation. And there were, I'm being serious here now, there were odds on the Pope. So how much money could people have won if they knew it was going to be Pope Bob?
So you can't bet this at Circa. You can't bet it at MGM. It's a bet that you can make across the pond. You can make it in Canada. Mm. You can make it in the islands, like in the Caribbean and all that. He wasn't even a factor, man. I'm looking at a price right now. Uh-huh. I mean, in all seriousness, he was over 100-1. 100-1.
Wow.
So there was a slip floating around yesterday that somebody bet $500 and made $52,000.
Wow.
I mean, I get it. Never been an American Pope, so why would anybody bet on an American to win?
I'm trying to give you the equivalent just for odds. So I'm looking right now at like bad baseball teams. The equivalent of that would be, let's see, be the Cincinnati Reds to win the World Series, which is not happening this year.
Well, you know, Terry Francona, maybe that's something people want to look into. Just saying.
Is that a tip or is that a question? Yeah, I can't tell.
No, that's a question. I also want to ask you about just any Bears movement. I see we have some discussion about the coach of the year wagertainment as well.
For the second straight year, I kid you not, the Bears head coach is favored to be the coach of the year.
Yes.
It happened last year. I'm sure you guys remember talking to Joe O about it. Matt Eberflus was actually the odds-on favorite to be the coach of the year. That did not work. That said, this Johnson hype is even higher, and him and Vrabel right now, Vrabel, of course, the new Patriots coach, they are both about 6-1 to be the coach of the year. I imagine Ben Johnson will be better than Matt Eberflus. I probably predict the offense to be a little smoother, and I think Johnson likes timeouts and using timeouts.
You can't take them with you, huh?
It's hard to get super excited when we just, like, from a betting standpoint, like, okay, if Eberflus was the favorite last year and got fired in season,
right,
by the way,
first time ever.
Am I that excited to bet a rookie head coach to win the coach of the year? I guess the blueprint is there, but I'm jaded by what happened last year, you know?
Yeah, well, and I've been going through this a couple times recently, Sam, and I went through every Bears head coach in their first year since 1978, and the only one that had a winning record in his first year was Matt Nagy. In 12-4, which obviously was eventually not sustainable. So, and I get that there's all sorts of things that you have to look at, what roster that they adopted, but it doesn't happen very much. A lot of times, and Matt Nagy, by the way, was coach of the year as well. So, yeah, I think I might not think he's going to be the coach of the year this year. What about, I got to tell you, man, like, I feel like a little left out on the NBA playoffs because I've not really had time to watch them. But from everybody that's watched, like Marshall Harris, co-host of this very show, just loving every minute of it. Everybody that's watching the NBA playoffs is talking about it as the most spectacular thing in sports right now. What do you have for us in the NBA playoffs?
Well, you've seen five times now in this round, Grody, where a team that has 60 regular season wins blowing a 20-point lead.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So I think that's basically where people are getting at. You know, the first round, generally speaking, has a bunch of blowouts. You have great teams against bad teams, like, you know, the Cavs against the Heat, if you will. But it's been the upset so far this round. I mean, Cleveland goes down 2-0. Boston goes down 2-0. And all the narratives were across the country, well, it's going to be Boston and Cleveland to go to the finals. And here they both are down 0-2. So I think it's been a little bit of that. Also, you had Oklahoma City blow a 20-point lead to Denver in game one. Jokic had 42 points and 22 boards. I was trying to think the other day, like when I was a kid, who would have done that? Probably Charles Barkley would have done a 40-20 game. Like, that's probably a fair statistical comp. But it's been the upsets this round. You have a bunch of teams that are supposed to walk to the conference final that are down, you know, either 0-2 or they're tied 1-1. And I think the cream eventually rises. In fact, I made a bet this morning. We talked about it on Bet Sweats. Even down 0-2, the Celtics are favored to get past the Knicks, which probably sounds a little weird, but they're favored in game three. They're going to be favored in game four. And obviously they're going to be favored in 5, 6, 7 too, because if you're favored at home by 10 and favored on the road by 5, you're going to be favored every way going forward. So that's a bet I made this morning and we talked about on the show. It's not popular, but when First Take and shows like that say the Celtics are dead, that's when I pounce on the Celtics because First Take is always wrong.
Man, that's a great tip. Yeah, that's a great approach. We're talking to Sammy P. He is the host of Bet Sweats on the Bet MGM Network, getting a little wagertainment discussion in. And I even want to ask you this about the NBA playoffs. I think you can still probably bet on this up until game time. What's the likelihood that Indiana takes a 3-0 lead on the Cavaliers?
So the money came in. The market never sleeps, Layla. It's not like the stock market when it goes out at a certain time. At 1:30 in the morning, so everybody was probably tuckered in their beds, the Cavaliers went from -2.5 to -4. That is a big move. It might not sound like a lot, a 1.5-point move, but to go from 2.5 to 4 in the middle of the night is a substantial move. And if you look right now, it's out to 5.5. So that's a combination of a couple things. People are going to bet Cleveland to go up and win a game, but I think you're going to see some players like Garland or Mobley or both come back to the fold because those guys were hurt, did not play in game two. Moves like that at that time are from sharp players that usually win. And the info probably is across their desk. So they make a bet, they move the market and people have chased the market. It doesn't look good for the Pacers, but hell, they were huge dogs in game one and game two. So this would statistically be the best chance for them to win. But I think the math guys are saying that Cleveland and Boston both can't lose three in a row. They're just too talented and too deep.
Bring us, sir, to the Stanley Cup playoffs. What have you there?
Oh, what an open-ended question there. The Blackhawks look really good, man. Man, I think if they can just make a couple adjustments, they can win tonight. No, yeah.
Hey, be ready, by the way. Be prepared, because I'm going to ask you about your White Sox, too, after you answer us what's hot in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Then you're asking the next question.
Yeah.
Okay. I have. Don't worry. I have a White Sox take, and I also have another Bears take on the way out.
Take it away,
Do
Sammy.
Do it all. Yeah,
we're going to sit back.
We're up against a break,
yeah.
So let it cook.
Yeah. Oh, sorry,
Edmonton Layla. Is favored to win the Cup. They've won 6 straight games where they've trailed in every game. That's never been done before. They have Connor McDavid. They're favored to win the Cup right now. The White Sox, Grody, I bet them in the offseason over 49.5 wins. I don't feel good about it.
That's so sad.
I don't know if I'm going to get there. And then for all you Bears homers out there looking to bet the over this year on the win total, since Lovie Smith got fired in 2012, the Bears have gone over the win total one time.
Woo!
One time, Layla. This is the one.
When was the time?
Mitch Trubisky, 12-4, 2018.
I figured it was 2018.
Yeah, people were excited about that. See, because it was the second. Mitch Trubisky was going from the 100 level courses to the 300 level courses. Remember all that? The irony of it is the offense really had nothing to do with the success of the Bears that year.
No, it did not. No. Well, I feel like I'm not as optimistic about the White Sox. It kind of plays into a 5-on-1 question we have at noon. But you sprayed to all fields, Sam. Nicely done.
Versatility, Layla. Good to hear from you guys.
Absolutely. Always good to hear
good
from
luck
you, man.
With those turkeys. They look very frivolous but menacing.
I'm hiding under the bed. See you later.
They're very decorated.
They look like velociraptors.
So that was Sam Paniadovich, Sammy P, host of Bet Sweats on the Bet MGM Network. And
raptors.
If you want, you can take a look at the turkeys that were in his front yard. They do look very stately.
Yeah, I mean, like real velociraptors kind of look like wild turkeys.
Real velociraptors we haven't seen.
Oh, do you think we have
Jurassic raptors? Park is not real.
You've got raptors.
At least not right now. I would be terrified and die immediately if that were the case.
Life finds a way.
Don't, not today.
Not today.
The sun is shining. People are out and about. They're optimistic.
You're right.
And we have halftime coming up next. Mark Grody and I had some interesting experiences at the Barrett Sports Media Conference, the summit that happened yesterday. So Tales from the Summit next.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
What time is it?
It's halftime.
It is halftime on Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score. Mark Grody is in for Marshall Harris today. And we spent a lot of our time talking about not only the news that the new Pope is not only American, but he is a White Sox fan. We also did a little point-counterpoint talking about the plan for Cade Horton once he is with the Cubs, how they want to deploy him, given that he's been on a bit of a pitch watch when it comes to the count at AAA. We also talked to Dan Wiederer about Bears minicamp and Sam Paniadovich about the wagertainment issues this weekend.
It's nap time.
So yesterday was a big business, radio business event. It was the first day of the Barrett Sports Media Summit. That is a professional conference that I believe started its first year here in Chicago at the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Studio.
I think that sounds familiar.
And I was a part of one of the panels. It was talking about women's sports and also what we deal with as women in radio. It was Jen Latta, who you may remember from NBC Sports Chicago. She is a host in Milwaukee for the ESPN radio station there. Jen still does a lot of work for ESPN on College Game Day and places like that. Courtney Cronin, our friend the Bears reporter, was also part of it. And Amy Agar, who is Very popular for her, obviously, sports humor. She had a good line yesterday about Chicago getting a Pope before the Bears getting 4,000 yards from a quarterback. And she also does the NFL videos that are viral when it comes to the Zoom calls. So that was our panel. It was really interesting to hear from a lot of them just on their perspectives, what we talk about when it comes to the narrative with women's sports as well. I think we're all at the point where we don't want to talk about emotional storylines as much as this sport is just sport like every other, for example, in the WNBA, and they all have nuance, and you want to cover players to the best of your ability to make sure you're the most accurate and authentic to who they are as well.
Yeah.
But also just, it was good to hear from guys like Mitch Rosen. He was part of the show. The first question was about the midday show shakeup. And I sat next to Herb Lawrence and we had a good laugh about it because they're like, "Will you add Layla?" And I'm like, "I've been here."
Of course. How did he handle that question, by the way?
I think he kind of alluded to that. He was like, "Well, Layla's, you know, had a reputation in Chicago. She worked there for 5 years before working with us at the Score."
No, I mean the midday show.
Oh.
You said Mitch was asked about that, right?
He was asked about the midday show, and he brought that up.
Okay.
That Marshall and I had worked together and known each other for a long time.
I got you.
And that I was already working on the midday show, and that I had worked on the midday show full time before.
But there was a gap.
But I was still working.
That's
here.
True. Well said.
Like, it's not on this
me.
Very show.
You were me 2 days a week.
Yeah, at least. Yes.
Right.
On
no
average,
longer
it was probably three.
Layla Wednesday and all that stuff, that's gone. She is Layla Rahimi, and she is here.
So the moral of the story is I'm really looking forward to being welcomed to Chicago, and I'm looking forward to my first Football Monday.
Oh, man. I got to be out there yesterday as well. I saw you hanging out.
Socializing.
Marshall, yeah, Marshall made an appearance. I had a couple of highlights. First of all, Pete the podcaster. Shout out to Pete the podcaster, who is a absolute P1 score guy. So he like knows everything, every moment, every inch, everything that is said on the Score. Did you get to meet Pete the podcaster?
Perhaps I did.
He's a Navy guy. And
Yes, I did meet Pete. He was wonderful.
So Pete was awesome. But what was really awesome...
Pete the podcaster.
The Chicago Sports Museum, which is on the 7th floor of Water Tower Place, the mall. And I had never been there before. And there is some... Shout out to Samson, who gave me like the personal tour. The thing that I couldn't get over was they had the 1998 basket and stanchion from Michael Jordan's final shot in Utah over Brian Russell. And it's awesome because it's all scuffed up. There's duct tape on it. There's like a Utah insignia on it. And it just like it's like when you go to museums, you just sort of stare at stuff and feel it. So I felt that. The cork bat was there from Sammy Sosa.
They have the cork
bat?
They
have the cork bat.
Is there a cross section? Can you see into it?
Yeah, well, they have like a radar of it. You could still see like this long cork in the bat. It's amazing.
Oh, my God.
And then the other thing that was hilarious was there's a Steve Stone thing where he is showing how to, you know, how like when you go to the Museum of Science and Industry and you hit the little button and somebody talks to you, or at any of the museums.
Yeah.
The Field Museum has that same thing.
Yes.
And then you hit the button. It's here's how you throw a circle change. Now the circle change is a little bit different from the regular change up. Here's how you throw a sinker. So it's Steve Stone, his voice, and him showing the different grips on the baseball. So it was awesome.
I did not know about that exhibit.
I didn't either.
Of the ones over there, because it's also a Harry Carey's.
Yeah, like
but
he's.
I did not know that they had all that other stuff.
Oh, it was like this whole bag. Like Sam's like, "Hey, you want a tour, man?" I was like, "Yeah." And they're like, "Hey, can you put your Coke down because we can't have you spilling in there." I was like, "Okay, yeah." So yeah, went in there and it was fantastic.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So. I guess that was probably the most significant thing was the 1998 basket and stanchion, right?
Yeah. I mean, there was other stuff, but those are the things that really stood out to me. Like really just made me stop, like I said, stop and stare. Isn't there a song called Stop and Stare?
There is a song called
Stop and Stare.
It's not one of my favorite songs, but I know people like it.
Yeah.
It's something you'd hear at your dentist's office, I feel like.
Yeah. Wow, that's good. Yes.
It's dentist office radio.
What else stood out to you out there? I mean, what? So the... the thing that you guys did, it went well? Did you guys like take questions from people? Unfortunately, I couldn't be there because I was filling in for you.
We didn't take questions because our panel was chatty, as you can imagine. But we had a moderator, so he asked a lot of the questions. And I did find it interesting, some of the observations from people I've also worked for. Like, my bosses from The Ticket in Dallas were there. And then it was nice to catch up with them.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Also listen to the different perspective, like the program director for WIP in Philadelphia talking about Angelo Cataldi, who we've had on the show, who retired after 30 years of just running Philadelphia sports.
Yeah.
So
hates Danny Parkins. Hates Parkins.
I did not know. That was a surprising development to find that out.
Right. Yeah, they kind of sparred one day.
I think I found out like a day or two afterward. Yeah.
I mean.
Wait, is that your Danny impression?
That's what I'm doing now. I've revised my Danny. It's just those two words.
Well, okay, the thing. Danny is getting an award today.
Yeah, shout out Parko.
Mike North is getting an award
today. Shout out Northy.
Is it Mike North getting the Lifetime Achievement Award?
Sounds right.
Let's go to the tape here. I want to get the official title for Mike North right.
Oh, I thought we were going to play some tape there when you said, let's go to the tape. You're going to the computer. That's where you're going.
Yes, the Lifetime Achievement Award in Sports Radio to Mike North.
That's well-deserved. Yeah. I love being there, though. I mean, there is a shelf life to being there, though. Just too many radio people. It was really good to see John the Rock Mamola, who used to be one of our fine producers here at The Score before he took off, went to Tampa Bay, PD. Now he works for Barrett's, but really good to see him out there. Andy Garcia, who used to be in the Ryan Porth role, was out there last night not doing NIU play-by-play.
Yeah, so he called the win over Notre Dame.
Yeah, so it was, the win over Notre Dame. That was incredible. Yeah. Shout out to Casey Standahar, too, because she also got the tour. We were both on the tour with our guy yesterday.
Samson?
Yeah, Samson, who was awesome.
I got to check this exhibit out.
Yeah, you should. Are you going to
have some Harry Caray potato chips?
Oh, yeah. Oh, those. Once you start with those.
Can't stop.
I went to Harry Caray's last night.
I just went home because I had to prepare for the show.
Had the Vesuve. The Vesuvio.
The Vesuve.
The Vesuve, bro.
I love that for you.
Yeah.
We have more coming up here on Rahimi and Harris on The Score. Mark Grody is in. We're going to do our Five on It segment next. We have five pressing sports questions. We've mixed them up for you, so let's have some fun and talk about our five topics next.